Blessed is our God, always and ever, and to ages of ages.
Deliver my children from all pain.
Son of God, most holy one, that an angel from heaven be sent to my children, just as you were sent, a mighty, most mighty protector, the Archangel Gabriel, and grant me to cry to you.
Written in the book. a tempest of doubting thoughts and wanting to give my children to drink of eternal life, I weep. Thus, having remembered your most rich mercies, I sing to your Son with hope and with a contrite heart.
Alleluia, alleluia.
I stretch out my hands and my heart towards your loving kindness, entreating that you will keep my children among your servants and fulfill these my petitions.
Raise my children in your most holy by your Son, that in his light they may see light and direct.
purification, you will cry to your Son.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
By the wondrous and incomprehensible action of your Son, lead my children with your merciful hand beneath your gracious protection, that with sincerity I may cry to you.
Raise my children to see first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Raise my children to walk the narrow way leading to life eternal. Raise my children to do the will of your Son and God.
Travel with them and teach them the true path, that they may cry to God.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
You are merciful, Mother, O Lady, and I desire that I may become your child. Thus I place my children in your hands, and in humility I beg of you.
Watchful and continual prayer.
sinners to repentance, for the sake of this, pray to your Son, that having been saved through you, my children may call to God.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Walls, O Heavenly Queen, that under your blessed protection they may accomplish a multitude of good deeds, and that with them I may cry to you.
Raise my children to be leaders in doing the will of your sovereign God. Raise my children to hasten and securely on the path of of the kingdom of heaven, and make their ears of eternal blessing.
O holy hymn, Mother of our sweetest Jesus, accept this small hymn of supplication for my children as a sweet fragrance. Take them under thy compassionate protection. Grant them to think, to know, hear, say, and do only that which brings them close to you and to your Son, and helps them attain eternal salvation, and send them in this present life all that is profitable for the salvation of their souls, that they may cry to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Servants, both in this present time, morning, noon, and night, O God, maker of all creation, you made me worthy to be the mother and father of it, and through your goodness have bestowed children upon me. So I dare to say these children are yours, for you gave them me, have infused them with an immortal soul, and has raised them to life through baptism. And in accordance with your will, you have adopted them and received them into the bosom of your church. Send out to me your gracious help in raising my children. For the glory of your name, bestow on me patience and strength to do your will. Teach me to plant in their hearts the root of the true wisdom, or to fear no other God, that all their lives may be written with your words. Open to them the understanding of your law. Until the end of their days, let them act with the sense that you are everywhere present. Plant in their hearts loathing for every transgression, that they may be pure in their sight. A righteous judge punishes children for the sins, but sprinkle them with the dew of your grace. O Heavenly Father, order the fate of my children according to your blessings. Do not deprive them in this life of their daily bread. Send on to them in due time all that is necessary for the acquisition of blessings in eternity. Be merciful to them when they sin before you. Look not upon the sins of their youth and ignorance. Chastise them and have mercy on them, but turn not your face away from them. Turn not your face from me in the day of their tribulation, that they may not fall into temptations beyond their strength. Cover them with your mercy, that your angel may walk with them and preserve them. Abandon not my children, O Lord. Give them that which is profitable for salvation. Amen. O most holy Lady, Virgin Theotokos, save and preserve under your protection my children, all youths and infants, baptized and unnamed, and those in their mother's wombs. Cover them with your maternal garment. Preserve them in the fear of God and obedience to their parents. Entreat my Lord and your Son that he may give them that which is profitable for their salvation. I entrust them to your maternal care, for your divine protection for your servants. O holy angel, guardian of my children, keep under your protection my children from demonic arrows and from the eyes of the seducer. Preserve their hearts in angelic purity. Amen, amen, amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who did dwell in the hearts of the 12 apostles, and by the power and grace of your all Holy Spirit, you descend in the form of fiery tongues and open their lips so that they begin to speak in other tongues. The same Lord Jesus Christ, our God, do you send down your Holy Spirit on your child and plant in his heart the Holy Spirit with you by your most pure hand. In his scribe on tablets, and give to the lawgiver Moses, now and ever, into ages of ages. Amen. Remember, O Lord, lover of mankind, the souls of your departed servants, the infants who died accidentally in the wombs of Orthodox mothers from unknown cause, either from difficult birth or from some carelessness, and who therefore did not receive the mysteries of God. Baptize them, O Lord, and see in your compassions. Save them by your inexpressible grace. Amen. O Lord and Master of my life, give me not a spirit of laziness, discouragement, lust, or power, foolish chatter. Give me, your heavenly Father, a spirit of patience, humility, purity, and love. O Lord and King, help me see my own sins and not judge my sister or brother, for you alone are perfect and blessed always at peace. God be merciful to me, a sinner. O God, 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 be merciful to me, a sinner. O Lord and Master of my life, give me not a spirit of laziness, discouragement, lust for power, foolish chatter. Give me, your servant, rather, a spirit of patience, humility, purity, and love. O Lord and King, help me see my own sins and not judge my sister, my brother. You are perfect.
Wisdom. Father, bless.
Christ our God, be blessed always, now and ever, and into ages of ages.
Amen. Preserve, O God, the holy Orthodox faith and Orthodox.
widows, whom we keep in our prayers on this evening, and ask for her own prayers, through the prayers of her parents, Yochanan, and all the saints. Have mercy on us and save us, in that He is good and loves us all.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Several points I'd like to make. First one is kind of most obvious. It says it's always right to pray. It's always right even to pray this time. But this, we should really keep this and hold this and do this at the beginning of the year when we start, in September after Labor Day. It's so touching. It's moving. I can't imagine any of us here isn't moved in our hearts for this prayer. Second thing is the prayer goes to the Mother of God for her prayers. Her prayers, because prayer is all we have. I like so much, but don't like even this very touching Yiddish old proverb that says, raising a child is like peeling an onion. You end up with nothing in your hands and tears in your eyes. And this is pretty much what happens if you have that experience. Third thing, on the icos of number 5, this expresses it all, everything around this. Having seen my diligent supplication rising like incense to your glory, turn not your face away from my children, though they turn away from you, but all the more hear the cry of my lips singing to you. Don't turn away from them, although they turn away from you and me. And this is the frightening and precious gift that God gives to us of freedom, free will. That's why you can do nothing except that. By the way, did you notice how it's written in the form of a mother? It's kind of maternal rather than paternal. It fits, I think, all of us. But it's the prayer of a parent, especially of a mother, praying to a mother and saying to her, you understand my heart, you understand my prayer. Theologically, this is really the reason why the Orthodox Church, as much as we share so much about Mariology with the Roman Catholic Church, we don't go that far to Immaculate Conception. We don't, because of this reason, to make her immaculately conceived in some way, kind of exemption from the normal way that we're given birth. It makes her a kind of something a little different from us. I know that's not theological terms, but that's basically the essence of what happens. And when we go to her, we want to go to her because we say, you understand. You lived like us, you were born like us, you survived like us, and you know my heart because you can be, in that sense, a real mother. And even Jesus was not hybrid, really, but Son of God, Son of Man. But Mary is purely a human being. And for that reason, we have, at least I personally, always as a child, I never lived in a home or anywhere. I never remembered not having an icon of Mother of God nearby me. And I always felt close to her for that reason. No matter what else, she'll understand. And that's what happens even in the worst times. And that should be not so much me, although priests are mothers too. I mean, I think of myself as a mother to my children, so I have no problem saying these things. I don't have no problem with my masculinity either, so not to that way. But so it doesn't bother me, but I mean, emotionally, I'm a woman in that sense. There's a female side of a priest. But you who are women, you feel this even more so than I do because of your gender. That you want to take on responsibility for your children. I hear it all the time. What else could I do? Well, what you can do is just what we did. You could pray and pray and pray and pray, but you can't go out and do it for your child, or certainly take on that guilt of what didn't I do, what I left out, how did I mess up somehow or other. No. Take again example of the prodigal child. The father did whatever he did not do. Whatever he did do was pray. Whatever he did not do was to go to church, go running every saloon and brothel in
Palestine there to look for him. It didn't do that. Because you have the responsibility for your own soul. And that's the hard thing about being a parent. Yeah, I could tell you vicarious parents to all my family, and of three sons, it's the same thing. You know, you take, or you want to take ownership of their life somehow, but you can't do it. Because again, that blessed and frightful gift of freedom. The milk of cup, the cord is cut, and you just let them go. Finally, a poem. I don't know who wrote it. It's not the most classical poem I've ever read, but it makes so much sense because if you're athletic, you feel it even more. The poem says this: the father tells the son, "You center the ball to me, and then you go out, straight out, and cut across, and I'll throw you the pass. And 5 yards out, and then cut." So he's standing holding the football, and the son goes out 5 yards, 10 yards, 15, past the tree, past the hedges, into the next neighbor's, keeps going down the tunnel, and the father is standing there holding his football. and the child never turns around. Well, if you're a parent, you know probably that feeling. Anyhow, thank God for everything. Tonight is a lovely program. We have Matushka Valerie is going to talk to us after our brown bag, and greet you all and welcome you there. Thank you all for coming and attending.